The money lady gives it to us straight, which I appreciate. And I know everybody's talking about AI, and we're seeing layoffs, right? I mean, people are concerned. You just don't know how it's going to impact all of us. What's your take on it?
Well, what matters most today is the stock market's take on it. You know, I think if you Googled for how many times you've seen the term AI bubble, it would probably be a major number. And the stock market's got to have been digesting all that discussion of the stock's too high. Today was a very interesting day because one of the darlings of the AI crowd is Palantir. And Palantir reported earnings, and it was down dramatically. Now, would you think that Palantir reported a loss, or didn't equal expectations, or maybe said next year could be bad? The stock fell 8%, even though it beat the street estimates and gave strong guidance because of its AI business. When the stock's up over 150% this year. But even on that greatest of great news, you had the Dow down 250 points. That's only about 0.5%. When I say only, watch this. The S&P was down over 80. That's down over 1%. But the NASDAQ, which contains so many of these AI stocks, was down 486 points. And that's a full 2%. So there was some news out this morning, some ways that people historically have valued the stock market. There's Dr. Robert Shiller's Cape Fear Index, which just got to a level that it hasn't seen since the height of the dot-com bubble. There are price-earnings ratios, you know, all the tech now, you know, say, oh, the prices of stocks related to their earnings are so outrageously high. I'll tell you something. I don't make a living calling tops and bottoms in the market, but one number stands out to me. And I know the man who does and has made a very successful living being ready for tops and bottoms, and that's Warren Buffett. And it was just announced in recent days that his cash hoard is now $344 billion, the largest cash hoard, Berkshire Hathaway, the largest pile of cash ever held by a public company. More than, and I looked at this, the combined cash reserves of Apple, Microsoft, Alphabet, Google, you know, and Amazon and NVIDIA. Okay. So
what does that mean, Terry? Tell us what that means.
Oh, wait, and guess where they say most of his money is? Da-da, da-da, T-bills, the quintessential chicken money. Now, what does it mean? Mm-hmm. He says it means that he thinks he thinks he's going to have a, let's put it in a more positive way. It means that he wants to have cash to buy when prices fall. And he's got a great historic record. Now, he's not exactly a market timer. He's raised a lot of cash and had a lot of cash for the last year. I'm not a market timer. He's got an awful lot of chicken money. I'm with Warren.
Okay. All right, Terry, here comes the questions. I just opened a Roth IRA. I plan on putting in $5,000 every year. With my 401k, I can take out money at 59.5 years old. Can I take out money every year and transfer it to the Roth?
Well, you can. It's sort of a way. First of all, your 401k has its own rules about whether you're allowed to withdraw. Probably your company says only for hardship cases, number one. Number two, 59 and a half is the time when the penalty for withdrawing expires, but you will pay taxes on that money. So you're trading tax-deferred growth, paying taxes on any withdrawal that the company will let you make in order to get tax-free growth from now on. I'd rather see you save extra money, not take money out of your current retirement assets, but just figure out a way to save more money and open that Roth IRA.
Okay, everybody around here, all the regulars know, but welcome someone to the show that doesn't know, and they just sent a text and said, what the hell does chicken money mean? Please explain it.
Okay, well, this is a term I've used for so many years, yeah, and I kind of forget. Chicken money is money you cannot afford to lose. And so you put it in safe places like CDs, short term, a year or less, money market deposit accounts, or U.S. government treasury bills if you go to terrysavage.com. There's an article on the right-hand side under financial links that says how to buy treasury bills. They're yielding 3.8% for 6 months today, and you don't pay state income taxes. But the whole idea of chicken money is you don't get rich, but you won't get poor, because it is safe, safe, safe. And there's Warren Buffett proving the point with a whole hunk of his $344 billion in cash in T-bills.
Person said, I'm retired, Social Security and a pension. I'm working part-time to help pay income taxes. Should I have more deducted by the federal government, or would I be better to put the money in an IRA?
Well, you should work with an accountant, because if you're still working, you're probably paying taxes on that. But you should probably be having taxes withheld on other income or making quarterly estimates so you don't wind up owing a lot in spring. It's a funny situation to be working just to pay taxes. Nobody works just to pay taxes. I'm sure you're paying taxes on what you're earning, but you probably want to go over your entire income and tax and withholding picture with an accountant so that you can make sure you're doing the right thing.
Thank you so much for joining us. You'll be on with John tomorrow at noon, right?
Absolutely. We'll be talking about the markets. Could be another interesting day tomorrow.
That's Terry Savage. You will find her at terrysavage.com.